And Mr. Danziger, you signed up to testify in favor of LD 1480. You can begin your remarks and welcome to the committee.
Thank you to members of the Judiciary Committee. My name is Larry Danziger. I live in Bangor. I submitted testimony in support of the faster timeline for reports. In addition to that, I have several other items in the testimony I want to mention. One is that there is no national, or in the case of Maine, state use of force policy. I think there should be a state use of force policy that several other states have adopted already. And Mr. there is a couple of sources to get started with that.
This bill is about the timelines.
Yes, and I'm getting to that, but this is also important stuff. I've included a model policy that's available from another national organization that's based on police policies from various locations around the country. I also did an analysis of the most recent 30 cases of use of force, and I want to say a couple of things about that. One is that about half of those, a little more than half, were instances where people said, you know, I want to commit suicide or kill me, or there were suicidal tendencies. That's important in terms of the reports. Also, a little more than half were instances where people were killed and a little less not killed, but wounded. And in two or three cases, shots were fired, but no way he was hurt in the process. All of these were gun related. And I want to emphasize that I think the reports need to change in addition to the fact that they should be expedited for a couple of reasons. One, I think that a report, which I did not see in any of the reports, need to identify the particular use of force policy of the local law enforcement agency that was consistent with their use. And second of all, I think there needs to be an analysis of how the reports are written so that there is some looking at what was done well, what was not done well. Because if we don't use those reports to learn from those experiences, then we keep making the same mistakes over and over again. As mentioned, a number of those instances were, in addition to suicidal, their mental health related issues, their concerns that need to, you know, they were mentioned in most cases in the reports, but not focused on and not analyzed in any way. So in addition to the reports being expedited, I think they need to be analyzed by either probably both the Attorney General and the Deadly Force Review Panel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Danziger. Committee members, are there any questions for Mr. Danziger that focus on aspects of 1480 that you'd like to ask? Not seeing any. Thank you for being here. And sorry I missed you on the initial round of proponents.